The next one we have Indian religion. Now that's Ipnutilil. They had two titles for that religion. Ipnutilil, that means twirling around. And another one is Walasat, jumping up and down. Iwalasasi. They are carrying on the religious Iwalasasi or Imamutilil. Both is correct. Now, they used to carry these on down. Walawatsi, Joseph's band, Looking Glasses band, at Masawatan and over to Whitebird Salmon River country. But not too much around here. And when they met digging time, Camas digging time, Oyaib, July, August, and September, they had hundreds of teepees around the meadow that is about 2 miles long and probably half a mile wide. I see that meadow all the time. One lady, old lady, and I were going to the end of that meadow. And she told me, see those trees, three fir trees way down to the other end of the meadow? Yes, that's where Chief Joseph camped every year. And on next one was Salmon River people and all. Here's where Kamiai people, right along this side of the meadow, on the south side. And all different tribes from different places down lower country, Lapa and all the way, they encircled that meadow. And they dig there, you know, all day, and then there'd be announcer there telling them, get ready, we're going to hold our ceremonies now for our Pnutsilil. So they'd come in, the workers, women, and they'd bathe. There was a little stream going there, and they cleaned up. And that's what that religion taught them, to be clean. And they used to keep their yards very clean, what older folks used to say. They didn't have any rubbish anywhere. They kept it clean because that's what universe came down and told them, keep your yard because Mother is the earth and you have to keep it clean and keep yourselves clean. So that's what they did, clean themselves up and they'd go in there. And my mother used to say, it's drumming even for that Ipnutsilil. Now they'd hear them. Now late in the afternoon, way till way late in the night, they told that services. Now that chant in there is, see, way before white people came, way before any papers or books came to this nation, or any Indians saw any book or paper. But they did, in that song, they chanted that. You have no idea how you were recorded in that book, how your day, everyday life, your future days to come is recorded in that book. It's a teachings in the book. That's what it said. See, so it must have been something that came and taught them about Bible or something. Something connected with Bible anyway. That's what the Indian religion held on. Even after missionaries came, they still held that. When Chief Joseph retreated 1877, they held those songs down there, I mean religious doings down Wallawa and Hasotan and Whitebird, till soon years after, I think, then it died off. no, there's no more left of the old Indians that could carry on the